Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
104.3 Jam, Chicago's number one for throwbacks. It's the Ed Lover Morning Show. It is Paternity Test Tuesday. It's the case of She Was Fine, But You Are Not Mine. I got Shamia on the phone, 22 years old from the South Suburbs. And to me, I got a story to tell, and also a guy named Ray on the phone from New York City. And Shamia, you the one that called me for this paternity test. Why'd you call for it?
My mom just passed away, and she left me this note telling me who my real father was, and I just thought he should know. Not for anything, but just in case he wanted to know.
Really? How old was your mom, Shamia? How old was your mom?
My mom was 57.
I'm sorry to hear that, man. My condolences to you and your entire family. So your mom passed away. You never knew who your biological father was, Shamia?
No, I went all this time just having my mom.
When you asked her about it, what would she say?
She always told me I didn't need him. You know, she did everything for me.
Mm-hmm. So you got in touch with Ray, and Ray, you agreed to do a paternity test. Ray, good morning. How are you?
I'm all right, Ed. How you doing, man?
I'm good, bro. So do you know Shamia's mother?
I do. I know Shamia's mother very well. You know, we had me and Shamia's mother, man. We used to get it in back in the day, you know. She was calling like wine, man. And, you know, we had a good time. We used to hang out and do our thing, you know. But it wasn't nothing more than that, Ed. You know, it wasn't nothing more than that, man. It was just a real good time between good people, you know.
I know what you mean, but you from New York and she's in Chicago. How'd you meet Tamia? How did you meet Tia, Shamia's mother?
You know, check it out. So back in the day, I was into my thing, man. I was in the streets. You know, I was hustling. You know, I was getting money all over the country, you know. And I met Shamia's moms when I was on a trip out to, you know, the Shy. You know what I'm saying? Doing my thing out there. You know what I'm saying? So I was out there hustling, putting in that work. And that's where I met her mom. And it was just a hit from there. But it wasn't nothing real. It wasn't like we was in a serious relationship. We just had a good time.
Did you see Shamia's mother, Tia? Let's call her by name and let's not call her Shamia's mother. Let's show the lady some respect. She has passed on. So you used to see Tia every time you was in Chicago?
No, we didn't have a relationship, but we were friends. You know, we had friends with benefits. We had a real good time, man, you know. So when I would come to Chicago, we would hang out. We wouldn't hang out every time because I was busy. But whenever I had a little downtime, she was my dime shorty. She was there, you know what I'm saying? So we was cool, man.
So you had some sort of relationship with her mother. It wasn't like she was your girl all the time, but whenever you was in Chicago, you was with her.
She was my little Chicago piece, man, you know. That's it. She's my little thing, my little tenderoni.
Do you understand, Ray, that you could be Shamia's father then?
No, because here's the thing. God bless the dead. God bless her soul. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it funky with you. I wasn't out there all the time. I was just out there traveling back and forth doing my things. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know what was going on when I wasn't around, you know? And I feel like for all this time, I haven't seen her in over 20 years.
Oh,
and so
okay.
For 20 years to pass, and then for now all of this to come up to surface, and now she here. Listen, Ed, I've been living my life. I've been doing my thing. You know what I'm saying? I got my wife. I got my kids. I'm out the game.
Right.
I don't do that no more, you know? So,
I dig
you know,
it.
I got my job, you know? So it's like, where's this coming from all of a sudden?
No, I don't know why she never told me, but there's no need for her to lie. She already passed away and she left the note.
So, Ray, there is an actual fact there, unless you wore a condom every single time, and you're not saying that you did, that Shamia could be your kid.
I'm going to keep it funky with you, right? Me and Tia, you know, God bless her soul, man. God bless her soul. She was sweet. You know, but I wasn't always out there like that, you know, so I don't know what she was doing when I wasn't around. You feel me? because I heard stories. And, you know, Shamir, I don't want to put you in a place, you know what I'm saying, an awkward situation. But your mother wasn't no saint, sweetheart. You're going to have to hear that from me. You know what I'm saying? And if it meant that, you know, you had to get this on the radio and hear that from me, your mother wasn't no saint, sweetheart. I wasn't always around. You see what I'm saying? And so the fact that your mother wanted to be with me. So out of everybody she was dealing with, she was probably in love with me. And there's nothing wrong with that. But Shamir, you got to know, you can't just be calling around. You got to do your research, sweetheart.
I think that even though whether my mom was a saint or not is not the fact. The thing is, she's gone now. She can't speak for herself. And she left the note, and she says it's you. So it's you. Hi, Dad. How's your life been?
No, see, you can't call me that. You know what I'm saying? I feel for you. I know you're grieving. No, you saying that I'm your dad. I don't even know you, sweetheart. You know what I'm saying?
Mama never lied to me like that.
But it sounds like you got daddy issues, you know? And I'm sorry, but, you know, I'm not the one. I'm not playing that today. You know what I'm saying? I've been working for the post office doing my thing. Now you trying to come here. You kind of come try to get my little bit of money that I got. You know what I'm saying?
No,
it don't
no.
work like that.
No, hold on. Let me hear from Shamir. Go ahead, Shamir. Go ahead, Shamir. I'm sorry, Ray. Hold on. Go ahead, Shamir.
It's not even like that. I don't want anything from you. I just wanted you to know that you have a daughter. I can't even get child support. I'm 22 years old. It's not about money. It's not about anything you have. It's just to let you know in case you wanted a relationship with your other child. I can meet my siblings. I can meet your wife.
I mean, wow. But, you know, I don't even, like, I'm at a loss for words. Like, you know, you just popping up out of nowhere saying this and saying that. I don't know if any of this is true. I don't know if this letter's, I've never seen a letter, you know?
I'm going to tell you one thing, though, Ray.
I can show you the letter. I have mom's letter.
It's the case of she's fine, but she ain't mine. Shamir says her mom, Tia, passed away of cancer and left her a letter stating that this man, Ray, is her biological father. She tracked Ray down, and Ray is on the line with us right now, and he took a paternity test. So, Ray, even though you never really physically met Shamir, do you now understand that there's a possibility that you are her father?
I mean, I understand anything's possible, especially in today's day and age, and you know what I'm saying? So that's why, you know, we're going to straighten it out. That's why you got you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, if I open this envelope and you are indeed Shamir's father, would you try to develop some kind of relationship with her?
I mean, you know, that all takes time. It's not going to happen overnight, you know, and I understand that. I'm a man. You know, at the end of the day, I did my thing out in these streets, man. And, you know, I backed whatever I did. So, you know, right. At the end of the day, if that's the situation, it is what it is.
Earlier in the show, you said you had a wife. How do you think you're going to tell your wife that you have another daughter, if you do have another daughter?
I mean, you know, if that's the case, I just got to keep it funky and tell her.
Yeah, you do. And Shamir, if I open this envelope and Ray is indeed your father, are you going to try to establish a relationship with your dad?
Yes, I would love to have a relationship with my dad, my siblings, and all that. And whether he's my father or not, I just think that Ray should know that he was my mother's one true love.
Oh, wow. You heard that, Ray?
Yeah, I heard that. You know,
one and only true love, brother. Okay.
Yeah, she's feeling that uptown swag. You know, come through with that swag bag. You know what I'm saying?
All right, Ray. Yeah. I feel you, bro. I'm from New York myself. I get it. Yeah. Okay, let's get this thing to the results of this paternity test. All right, I have the envelope. Thank you, DNA Diagnostics, for doing all of our paternity tests right here on the Ed Lover Morning Show. And here we go. Let me a little drum roll, Krista. Thank you very much. When it comes to Ray, being 58-year-old Ray, being 22-year-old Shamir's, her biological father, as her mother Tia stated in the letter that she left her daughter before she passed away. Ray, my friend, you are 99.999%. Shamir, that is your father. Ray, that's your daughter, bro. That's it.
Oh, wow.
That's your daughter.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Shamir, you found your daddy.
Hi, Dad.
Wow. Well, hello. I mean, you know, this is just, I didn't expect this. 2020's been a year.
Hasn't it?
This is 2020. You know, 2020's been a year full of unexpected. Expect the unexpected.
Yes, it has.
So, I guess this is where we are right now.
Yeah, and that is your daughter, man. And she just said hi, Dad, to you. And she's 22 years old. For her to come out her mouth with that. That means you were her mother's one and only true love. And I don't know why she kept it from you, Ray, but you have a daughter named Shamia that lives in the south suburbs of Chicago. So you guys now, instead of just Facebook, exchange numbers and try to establish some kind of relationship. And congratulations, Shamia, for finding your dad. Thank Ray, you. Good luck to you, brother.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate y'all.
I appreciate y'all, too. And thanks for being on the Ed Lover Morning Show right here on 104.3 Jams.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.